This is KUT. Researchers are in Austin this week for an international conference on neural tube defects, serious ones of the brain, spine, or spinal cord. It's on the occasion of the 25th anniversary of the Nutrition Labeling and Education Act, which led to the U.S. government acknowledging a link between folic acid deficiencies and defects like spina bifida. As KUT's Veronica Zarakovia reports, that law also led to the mandatory fortification of many staples, except for one food eaten by many Latinas.
Wheat flour is fortified with folic acid in the U.S., so breads, cereals, and rice have this crucial B vitamin. But corn masa isn't fortified. UT professor Richard Fennell explains that the process of making corn masa involves lye, so it falls outside of the regulations.
Being a staple for our Latina populations, this food isn't fortified, and it's something that the March of Dimes and other organizations have been working very hard to rectify.
The March of Dimes and other groups, including the National Council of La Raza, have been petitioning the FDA to fortify corn masa flour. They point to the fact that Hispanic women are about 20% more likely to have a child with a neural tube defect and argue that the fortification could lower this rate. Folic acid was discovered in the chemistry building on the UT campus. Next year will be the 75th anniversary of that discovery by Esmond Snell and his colleagues. Veronica Zarakovia, KUT News.